Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
Organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as...
I'm former President Barack Obama. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The Ace Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, live here Monday night from the Railhead Station Studios here in Colorado. It's another episode of the H Train Show with the Goose.
Sup, everybody?
Our only mission is to show our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H Train.
And I'm the Goose. What's up, you guys? Thank you for riding the crazy train with us today. And I am jazzed. We've got a great show for you today.
We do.
And let me tell you all about the really cool ways that you guys can listen. If you're on a thing right now listening already, you probably don't have to pay much attention to this. But tell your friends to hop on mbradio.us. That's one of the ways. Or irnbroadcast.com. Or we also have a mobile app. So if you have a smartphone, whether it's Apple or Android, it don't matter. It's compatible. So you can listen wherever, whenever. It's a great network, so yes. Tune in. And, we also have a Facebook and Twitter, so just look up the H Train Show on there. And what else? Give me this thing so that I can read it from over here.
I was getting ready to say, man, you're good at memorizing this.
I am. I'm so amazed. I used to be an actress, you know. Text line, you guys. We have one of those. So during the show today, feel free to text right along with us at 720-619-0627. Write that down so that you can communicate with us either during our live show today or if you see something throughout the week or whatever, feel free to text whenever. Because we like to hear hellos, hi theres, and interesting stories. So whatever, text away. We have an awesome interview, as I said, on our live Facebook video. We talk with Crystal from Caregivers Healing Foundation, a good one. And, well, we only interview the good ones right here on the H Train Show, if I'm not mistaken. And we have a discussion today. We're going to be discussing what the appropriate dating age is for your young person, whether it's your own flesh and blood or maybe you're the guardian of, you know, a family member or something like that.
And so, we're also going to Facebook Live that also so that, yes, you know, hey, if you would, if maybe you don't do the whole text thing and Facebook is just easier.
Yeah. Texting is so last year.
Yeah.
Not really.
Maybe you might have some comments
time,
or maybe you have some suggestions.
Yeah. Hop on Facebook, the H-Train Show with the Goose. It's on there. Just look it up in the search box. Don't be a stranger. And we have tribute to the troops today, thanks to Brandy.
Yes. I didn't get his first name.
Oh, I have Barbara
it's
here.
Barbara, that's his last name. This guy's a World War II vet.
Oh, wow.
He died.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Well, we will be honoring him later on. And as always, at the end of the show, we'll have the two-minute warning, where we talk about what we're going to be doing next week. Next week's going to be sweet.
Yes.
And we'll also talk about what we learned today.
Yes.
So.
Now, what Goose is talking about next week, me and Goose will be at another remote.
We will be on location, if you will.
We'll be at Common Ground Golf Course.
Oh, that's where we're going?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. They're one of our big sponsors, you guys.
Yeah.
And I've actually never met with the guy. You have a few times, but it'll be my first time.
Be your first time. It should be good.
I'm so excited.
And then, you know, me and Goose have to... Me and Goose have to talk about which one we're going to do. Are we going to do pie in the face?
Oh, we're doing the game, yeah. Goose's games, you guys.
Or are we going to do... what is it? Booty grabber? What is that?
Booty grabber?
Trump.
Junk
in the trunk.
Oh, junk!
Yeah.
I was like, Trump in the junk? What? Ew. Yeah. We're not playing that. It's junk in the trunk, you guys.
Yes.
For those of you that don't know, junk in the trunk, I know we've put this up on the poll, but do we actually like explain what the games are on there?
Well, I tried a YouTube video it, but...
Well, basically, like, you strap a tissue box to your rear end, you guys, and you fill it with ping pong balls, or rather, H-Train and I will do this, and we have to shake our booties, or twerk, if you will, until all the ping pong balls have fallen out. And whoever has all the ping pong balls out first wins.
And will Goose so win?
We should call it something else. We should call it pooping ping pong balls.
We should.
Pooping ping pong.
We should.
Yeah.
I've got lots of money.
Oops, that's not the one I meant to press.
Oh, that feels good.
There we go.
We should call it Goose laying an egg.
I think that should be a totally different game for another time and place.
So a lot of interesting things have happened this week.
You had a birthday.
Well, it's not my birthday just yet.
Oh, well, I can see here on your workspace that you've already gotten a birthday card from your chiropractor for a free adjustment on your birthday. Woo!
Yeah.
I've never been to one of those. Are they nice?
I didn't know that it didn't count for the adjustment of the midsection. They kicked me out when I asked them if they did adjustment in this area here. But, you know,
that's inappropriate.
Yeah. Anyways.
You go to massage parlors for that, not a chiropractor.
Yeah.
Well, my goodness. Get your business place. Is straight.
I'm learning. But yeah, my birthday is on the 24th, and then
Why were we all wishing you happy birthday like 2 days ago? Facebook lied to me.
I have no clue. I know that I am fundraising for my birthday
for
NBR, because NBR as of May 18th, it's officially a 501c3 now.
That was my move-in day, too.
Yeah.
New chapters for everybody.
Yes. A new era.
It's amazing.
It is. And we've had a lot of support, you know. We've got new DJs. We've got new shows. You know, it takes time. But we've got a lot of stuff coming. We've got cancer shows. Somebody's going to be talking about cancer.
Yeah.
We've got a show that they're going to be talking about, you know,
parenting.
Parenting.
Yeah, we've got
kids.
Heidi's show. Dude, it's going to be awesome. And quite frankly, you guys, it's a vagina fest around here. We need more male DJs.
Yes, we do.
So I don't know what the equivalent to sausage fest is. So I just went for the medical terms.
A sausage party?
No, like, because it's all ladies. We don't have sausages, is what I was getting
at. A box party.
Yeah, it's a boxing party.
Where's the box of wine?
Oh, my God. So, if you're, a military person out there, or maybe you have a military connection of some kind, and you want to be a DJ for MBR, HMU, you guys.
Yes.
It'll be awesome.
Yes, for sure.
I'm seriously stressed out here.
Yeah. Well, so Friday, I go for my tattoo.
Oh, you're getting a tattoo
I'm
again?
I'm getting a tattoo. I've been saving
You have it some, for, right?
Already? I have two.
Oh, I don't have any.
But I've been saving for 5 years.
They're expensive, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Is this a giant one? Is that what you've been saving for so long?
It's going to go here.
On your
gonna,
right arm there?
Yeah, he's going to work the Grim Reaper and the Purple Heart and My Paralympic emblem. And
oh, very elaborate.
Yeah, it's...
So will it take a couple of sit-downs, or will he do it all in one swoop?
I told him that I could do all day, so it's going to be 11 hours straight.
No, man. I was talking to a friend the other day, because I don't have any tattoos.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I've always wanted to get one, but A, I don't really know where I would want it. I feel like it would be somewhere where I would want to see it, like you, on like my arm or like my calf or, I don't know, maybe like the top of my foot. But apparently like the top of your hand, the top of your foot, which is where I would ideally get one,
right,
is like the worst possible place to get one as far as like the pain threshold. Because there's no, like, fatty tissue there. It's all ligaments and bone. Right. So, like, I'm at a, kind of a standstill here. Because I really want one on the top of my foot. But it's a bad, I guess, I have a really low threshold for pain. So, I feel like he'd get in there, like, you know, two pokes. And I'd be like, stop, stop, half hour break.
I might get it on my left side just because I can't feel my left side.
Oh.
So it's kind of like...
well, there's a perk.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, that's you could sit there all day then.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm planning on 10 or 11 hours straight. And he's like, okay, we'll get this knocked out.
That's really... Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So, but, you know, I'll be good because the tattoo that I have on my back, That took like 6 hours, and that was nonstop. And the guy was really impressed that I was able to do that without any breaks.
Did he not know that you were? Oh, you're not. Are you numb on just the left side of your back?
Just the left side.
Oh.
But you know,
that's kind of weird.
I've always been that kind of person to where I wanna get it over with. You know, when I did a bike ride, I always wanted to get it over with, you know. When I was in the military and I got in trouble, I always wanted to get it over with, you know, get the punishment over with, you know.
But
I've always been that type of person, though.
Oh, see, I'm more the person that dreads it, like, you know, for the whole whatever it is leading, like from the moment you know about it until it happens, like I'm the person that's just like, oh my God, I'm dreading it this whole time. And then like, it'll happen and I'll go through it and it won't be that bad.
Making so, a mountain
out
of
almost,
oil.
Yeah,
basically.
I almost set myself up for disappointment, as it were.
Oh, you know, we call that mind freaking yourself.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But we've got even more great
Even more great stuff,
yeah.
You guys.
More great stuff coming up. So whatever you do.
What do we got to play today? Ooh, Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
And Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
The best.
I didn't even know what that was until I downloaded it.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Day. Yeah.
Play it, maestro.
So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, it is Crystal for Caregiving Healing Foundation right here on the H-Train Show with the Goose, right here on MBR.
I really don't care. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how I live. Some ask me questions. Why am I so real? But they don't understand me. I really don't know the deal about a brother trying hard to make it right. Not long ago, before
It's the way that I want to live.
It's my life.
I can do just what I feel.
It's my life.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my life.
Cause what I'm doing, I'm doing for you. Now,
don't get me wrong, I'm really not so. Eagle trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. I see nothing wrong.
This is Janine Stang, the National Anthem Girl, and you are listening to The H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, and we are back. You're listening to The H-Train Show with The Goose.
That's me! Hi, you guys.
And today...
we're going to ask questions now. I'm so excited.
And today, our nonprofit of the week, let me paint a little bit of a picture for you, because Goose is brand new this year. Crystal Hamlet, she is the wife of William Hamlet. And if you don't remember, William Hamlet, we had him on a couple of years ago. He was the one that was compared to Kanye West on the GoFundMe page that Stolen Valor had produced. And we reached out and we talked to William and everything. He got the house and he got his wheelchair stuff fixed, and but I'm sure sitting here reviewing all the stuff that he got, I'm sure the person on the line, Crystal, will be able to elaborate and tell us exactly from that point to today what's new in their lives. Crystal, I found out that she just started a new nonprofit, Goose, and it's called Caregiver Healing Foundation.
Excellent.
And there's not very many caregiver nonprofits out there that are helping the caregiver, you know.
I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've heard, a soldier going into the airport or something, and they say, or they get said to them, thank you for your service. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think the caregivers really get not a second look. And this nonprofit that Crystal has created, I think that's going to change things. So I'll shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, Crystal Hamlet, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So why don't you give us a little bit of what Caregiver Healing Foundation is all about?
Caregiver Healing Foundation is a 501c, 100% volunteer-based nonprofit that is supporting military and veteran caregivers like myself. Majority of us are spouses, parents, close relatives that are caring for a veteran on a daily basis with their daily living. So we're going to be able to send caregivers little boxes and be able to send them on retreats to show them that we care, we're dedicated, and we want to show our support for them, and that, you know, we're healing the hero behind the heroes, is what we say.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that's kind of a cool little slogan. Because I feel like it's just as, I mean, obviously the soldier has gone through quite a time.
Right.
But caring for them can also be, you know, kind of a trying time for the caregiver as well, because, you know, there could be psychological issues, dietary restrictions, you know, just...
Yes. Yes, and you're absolutely correct. You know, the majority of us are the ones behind, you know, the curtain that are dealing with the VA benefits, making sure the veteran gets the, receives the benefits that they should be receiving. And we're the ones talking with the doctors, ensuring that their care is up to date and that they have the necessities to live out their day, you know, in a comfortable and as pleasant environment as we can make it for them.
Perfect. So tell me more about you said you send caregivers care packages and sometimes send them on, like, retreats. Is there one that has happened recently or one that you do you know, have done more than once that's been really successful?
Our Caregiver in a Box, we call it the Military Caregiver in a Box program, has taken off and by storm. Within less than 48 hours, we had over 50 applications. We actually had to shut the application down for a little while until we were able to secure more funding, secure more donations. Today, me and Sergeant Hamlet put together 16 boxes that will be going out tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And they contain, you know, anywhere from something as simple as a water bottle to a phone charger to a candle, something just to show them that an organization cares and that they are a valuable, you know, part of the healing process for our veterans. We're the foundation.
That's really sweet. And I feel like maybe not, but there could be a listener or two out there that kind of go, what? A candle? That seems kind of silly. But honestly, I feel like the smallest little piece of appreciation is something, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know that my wife is my caregiver, and, you know, programs like this is probably going to help her that she doesn't murder me.
candles, it's like a de-stressor.
You know, and candles,
yeah.
I don't know how many times I've went up there and she's has candles burning and she's got something in that bathtub that smells like a French whore. I'm just going to be honest.
I bet it makes her smell good, though.
Yes, it does. It does.
You know, and that's what we heard. I had an application come in the other day, and the one thing she said was, you know, it would show that an organization, you know, actually cares, that they have something tangent, you know, in front of them from a nonprofit, showing them, then thanking them, you know, for their dedication, whether it's, you know, something as little, you know, as a candle. There's usually generally anywhere between 5 to 7, you know, items per box that are going out. Some of them are personable. Some of them are, you know, part of our swag, as you can call it. So. Nice.
Well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah,
it really is a care package.
And you said that you kind of shut the application process for the boxes. You guys shut it down for a while. My question would be, when you guys do open this box up, because I guarantee you as soon as we play this interview, your phone's going to be rocking. What are the requirements to be able to process this application for the boxes? Do you have to be receiving the caregiver's grant from the VA? What are the requirements?
That is not a requirement. We at Caregiver Healing Foundation understand that every situation is different. There are caregivers, spouses that aren't enrolled within the VA caregiver program, and that is perfectly fine. We are not going to, you know, shut our doors and say, no, you don't qualify. There's many, many of them that aren't on the program. So you can submit the VA benefits of the veteran. That way we can ensure that, you know, you are, in fact, on a military, you know, spouse or parent or something like that. And then you can, if you are a part of the VA caregiver program, you can upload your stipend or even a program director letter stating that they know you are caring for a veteran. Anything like that is compliant for us because we know every situation is not the same.
Okay.
And there's some caregivers that are still with their active duty service members. So some service members have decided to stay in after their injuries and they have caregivers throughout the day, so that's perfectly fine with that.
Okay, so that works. So if you don't receive the grant or whatever for the VA, because like you said, situation dictates, everything's different in a household, Everybody knows that there's a nonprofit out there. Have, like, the director or somebody from the nonprofit just say, hey, I hereby confirm that Miss Midget is married to Captain Dildo. Got it, exactly. Yes. Okay, all right, there we go.
Yes, you know, I mean, because there's caregivers out there that do, that care for their veterans that don't have, you know, physical limitations. They may have mental health or, you know, anything like that. So those caregivers are more than welcome into our program with open arms. We know at Caregiver Healing Foundation that no situation is ever the same. So,
okay. Awesome. Like, all right. So other than the candles, you got to tell me. What are in these boxes? You got some, like, chocolate-covered raisinettes in there?
No, I hope not. Who wants chocolate on their fruit?
No, in some of our boxes, what we have are what we call an emergency kind of kit, where we've got these phone chargers that attach to the back of your phone. Nowadays, you see phone chargers that are hanging out of pockets or they're flying everywhere. And a lot of these caregivers are having to leave their phones charged up to the wall, and their veteran is in the other room. Well, if something's happening, they need to call 911. Right. They can't get to their phone in time. So at Caregiver Healing Foundation, we know that we needed to help these caregivers. So we've got these battery packs that suction cup right to the back of their phone.
Ooh.
That way they can keep their phones, right?
Kind of like a Mophie.
Yeah. That way they know and they're ensured that they can recharge their phone and have access, you know, to anybody or 911 whenever they're, wherever they're located. And then when that dies, they can just recharge it but still have their phone on them. We've got water bottles in there that came in as part of our swag bag. I think there's hand sanitizer in there. Who doesn't love hand sanitizer that smells all nice and pretty?
Yes. Like a French horn, I'm guessing.
I know, right? We've got a headset in there because, you know, who doesn't need an extra headset? When I know personally I like to watch some shows on my phone, and some shows that I may watch may be a trigger to a veteran. The noise may be a trigger. So we included the headset in there for the caregivers to be able to plug into their phones and watch, you know, a show or listen to something without having to, you know, possibly have a trigger happen for their veteran.
That's really cool. I like this box because not only does it have the de-stressor in there,
right,
but it's stuff that you can actually use while doing your job. That's really cool.
Yes, that was correct. So
with the headset, with the application process, do they have to specify if they have an iPhone or an Android?
No, they work with both phones. The headsets that we bought work with no matter what kind of phone you have, and then the phone charger is the same. If the little white cord that comes with the phone charger doesn't work on your phone, then there's a USB port right there that you can attach whatever cord that you use personally.
Nice. Okay, so
that is nice.
We're getting that time where the interview is ending, and I'm going to let Goose ask another question, and if she's not going to, I'm going to, but
I just wanted to know all the information I would need to know to get in touch with you guys, like website, social media, if you have that.
Yes, we are www.caregiverhealing.org. We are located on Facebook, Instagram. You can send us a message. You can go online and hit contact us or info@caregiverhealing.org. Email us. Reach out. We've had several, you know, military and veteran caregivers just reach out saying, hey, I would love to have a box, have something come in the mail other than mail, bill, VA, you know, something you know, bright and okay, here's, I'll happily give you the link to the application, or you can go on our website or Facebook and visit us, and we will be happy to send you one.
Awesome. And for fundraising efforts, because I've kind of tried to help a little bit, which, yeah, it's went nowhere, but I'm gonna try to push it more this week. For fundraising efforts, these boxes are about worth valuable about $100 a box. Fundraising wise, how much do you guys still need to raise? I know you guys, I don't want to say in debt, but how much are you guys in the hole? How much you guys more do you guys need?
To have this project go probably year round, it's upwards anywhere between $10,000 to $20,000.
Okay.
For the program to continue on for the rest of the year. You know, that the majority of the cost is shipping. That is the big chunk of what our cost is for. And
oh, God,
other than
do
that,
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God, do I know. Shipping sucks. But
yes,
make sure to talk to you on the other side about a life hack that I've figured out when it comes shipping.
We would love that. We would love that. You know, if anybody would willing to send us anything that they would like to make personally for any of our caregivers, we've got a address located on our website that you're more than welcome to send us any type of products or reach out to us. And we would love to put anybody's products in our boxes, and we advertise where you can get more of the product at if you would like to, you know, get more.
Okay.
It's a great way for anybody to put their product in there.
All right, awesome. So if you're a radio show and you want to send you guys some stuff, you'll put that in the box. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So nonprofits, you just heard it. If you want your nonprofit to be heard, marketing, right there, send
get
it to
in
her.
Touch.
Get
yeah.
it to it. Do you have any
no,
more
let's
questions?
Do the time to shine.
All right, so... we're going to play something, and after we play it, I'll bring you back. So give me about 5 seconds. Crystal, it's that time. It's your time to shine.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
Woo!
Crystal, it's time to shine. This is usually the last 2 minutes of an interview to where... maybe I didn't ask you the right question to set you up for the right answer, and there's something that you really want to get off of your chest. This is the time where you can add anything that you would like that maybe we didn't discuss or that you would like our listeners, your fans out there to know about.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Well, I would just like to let everybody know that if you're a military or veteran caregiver, just to reach out to us. We've been able to establish, you know, helping wherever we possibly can. If you have a veteran in need of a medical device or something like that, our team will sit here, and I will personally call every single company within the state and see if they will donate what you need for your veteran. I did that the other day. A veteran needed a wheelchair. The VA was taking a long time. I sat down, made a couple phone calls to the next state over, and I was able to get one donated.
Wow.
Wow.
That's dedication
nice.
Right
yeah.
there. I love you.
You know, and it's not, I did it for my husband, and I saw how it could happen. So I want to be able to provide that service, you know, to others. And if it takes me sitting and calling 50 people in one day and hearing 45 no's, but that one yes, and at the end of the day, I did my job, and I know that a veteran is going to need. And sometimes you have to heal the veteran in order to heal the caregiver. So that's what we're all about. If
well,
I can
she's
find
on
some
fire with these mottos,
yeah,
you know?
You're fantastic.
Wow. We need you on our staff.
But on a serious note, though, Crystal, I love that. I mean, you can hear it in the way you're talking about it. You are just so passionate about this, and it really is kind of a unique nonprofit, too, because we often talk to people that help veterans and their families, and that's awesome stuff. But you've got such a really cool niche, you know, with the caregiver, and not a lot of people think about that. And I just think that's really, really cool. So well done.
Thank you so much. I call it, I'm just, you know, filling a crack that, you know, I've seen open for the last couple of years, and I see that needs to be done. So rather than not do anything, I chose to do something about it.
Awesome. All right. Well, Crystal, once again, I'm going to talk to you on the other side, but ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you to Crystal Hamlet. She is the founder of Caregiving Healing Foundation. That was a great interview, Goose.
It was the greatest
it was.
So far.
And we really appreciate Crystal taking her, you know, giving us her time. Cause
yes. She's a busy lady.
She's a busy lady.
She's
with
got
all
her hand in all
packages
yeah.
and everything.
She's got her hand in all kinds of cookie jars
which,
over
you
there.
Know, we can we can go ahead and I have that up. We can go ahead and let everybody know that the H Train Show, we did send them a bunch of bags and pins.
Oh, we did
for their caregiving. You know, we want to give back to other nonprofits. You know, just don't forget us during
nice of you to
Christmas.
Notice.
Yeah,
you know, me and Goose like Christmas cards.
We do,
right?
I actually have a very empty fridge door right now, so you know. Come holiday season, it'd be really nice to have, you know, cards and stuff from people.
You know what you need to
That'd
do?
Be really
you
nice.
Need to call all listeners. All listeners.
Calling all listeners!
I want
Hello
you
out there.
To send me a letter in mm-hmm. the mail, snail mail,
yeah.
of your state. Send me a magnet so that I can put your magnet
I love that
on the
idea.
Refrigerator.
And put your name on it.
Yes.
That would be awesome, you guys. I could have a refrigerator full of magnets from all over the country from all of you.
That would be cool.
Wouldn't that be sweet? And I live all by myself, so it's just my fridge. Only my stuff goes on it. So, send me magnets.
So that's something to think about.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that closer to the holiday season.
Yeah.
That would be really fun.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, it's that time. We're going to go on another music break.
Another
and when
one?
We come back, it's Goose's Discussion.
All right, the Stones.
So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on NPR and IRN.
In a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies, I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6 foot
the creator and lead singer of the band Alien Space Debris, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H-Train
Show
with the Goose.
With me.
And we're getting ready for the discussion.
Discuss.
While we hit this bumper, you can go ahead and write down the like discussion what we're doing, and I'll do these control things. But the question to our listeners out there, and we're getting ready to do it on Facebook Live, was what age is appropriate for your son, daughter, whatever
thing that you're watching
to start dating? So, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is the discussion. My name is H-Train.
And I'm the Goose. Hi, everyone.
It's a very serious discussion.
I totally lost my train of thought.
But real quick, I wanted to...
what?
I lost my train of thought. Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 cheep. Okay, there we go.
Is it working yet?
connection available.
Oh, there
okay,
it goes.
Okay, I think we're on. We are on, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time.
It is
a discussion. So,
pick a little, talk a little. Oh, we played that already. Sorry.
Okay, so I don't have any kids.
Nope, me neither.
But I.
So maybe we're not the best people to be discussing this, but we're going to anyway.
That's the reason we got the text line. If you want to text, if it's easier to text.
Yeah, 720-619-0627. If you want to offer up an opinion, we'll gladly take it because we are not parents.
And Brandy is listening. Brandy, make sure that you follow the chat. So if people have anything that they want to suggest, you can write to them.
She's there. I can see her.
Hi, Brandy.
We are live on Facebook right now, too.
Facebook.
Just look up the H-Train Show. You can follow along with us. And you can text along, too,
As
I said, 720-619-0627.
Okay, so this is what I think. I think the appropriate time for a woman to be able to date.
Double standard.
I knew you was going to go here.
We'll continue and we'll go from there.
I think both the boy and girl should be available to date at 16.
Okay. That's actually when I was told, pretty much. Because when I was in fifth grade was when we did sexual education in school, where you learn all about man parts and lady parts, you know, before you really know what's going on. So we actually, as an assignment, we were told to go home and ask mom and dad what the appropriate dating age was. And dad said 30, of course, for any of his children. Like, you can't date until you're 30. So...
So that's the reason
I have permission now. Thanks,
that's
Dad.
Why.
Well, Mom said high school, which is 15, 16. So.
And just,
I think you should be able to drive.
And so Carrie Ann, she just wrote, your faces need to be closer. Carrie Ann, just so you know, evidently I don't have a good stand for the phone.
Yeah, there's too much ceiling in this show.
Yeah, there's too much ceiling. I don't know if we can bend it or not. We'll try bending it a little bit.
But either way, it's a fun video.
Yeah.
But
okay. The reason why I say a girl or a guy can't date until they're 16 is because that's when they get their driver's license.
Right. I actually, when I started dating, I was 15. And my boyfriend at the time had his learner's permit, but obviously he couldn't drive me around because, you know, when you have your learner's permit, you can't be in the car with anyone who's less than 21 years old.
Right.
Because they haven't had their license for however many years or whatever. But anyway, his dad had to drive us, like, everywhere, like, to the movies, to the bowling alley, even if they were just picking me up to go back and, you know, there were times where we, like, just baked cookies at his house or something like that. Yeah, we had fun dates like that. What of it? So, but, like, oftentimes his dad would, like, drive us around everywhere, or my parents would drive us around everywhere, and it was kind of like, that's taking mom and dad away from their stuff.
Right.
So, and I'm sure they didn't
appreciate that very much. I had some pretty cool parents, but it wasn't cool to do a date with mom and dad. In fact, most embarrassing time, I won't tell her name.
Yeah.
But I went on a date with a girl. We was in a movie theater. We were watching The Addams Family.
Oh, so this was a while ago.
This was a long time ago, yes. So, and
excellent.
I looked at her.
Did you guys sit in the back of the theater?
We did. Ooh. And I looked at her, and we
locked eyes, and we shared a passionate kiss.
And I said, can I kiss you?
You asked? Lame.
And she looked at me, and she's like, I don't know. I have to ask my dad. And I'm like,
wait, was he sitting next to her, like, on the other side? Because that really would have been weird. So did she, like, go out to the parking lot, and was he, like, waiting for you guys to be done with your movie outside or something?
No, I think my mom actually picked us up
Well, that stinks. So your first kiss wasn't really, did you ever get around to kissing this one, or no?
No.
Oh. Her loss. Mwah, mwah. I don't know. I don't get, like, okay, because I actually, when I was in middle school, I knew people who were, quote, dating, you know, like, and I feel like in middle school, dating is like holding hands. Like, I don't know how it gets farther than that, to be honest.
Well,
it does happen, sadly.
And Carrie Ann,
which makes
up
me upset.
A good point. Rules versus what actually happens.
I think if you set boundaries, like if you sit down and discuss with your child exactly what the reasons are that you wouldn't want them to date until a particular age, I think if you're, like, even brutally honest with them, that might help a lot. Because sometimes I look back on my dating life and go, wow, 15 is young. That's when I started dating.
Well, and Brandy said that her first date was...
Yeah,
13.
You're crazy,
13.
You crazy lady. I just, but seriously, wasn't that so young?
That's
and
how
15
old
is only.
Stars are painful, David.
Well, like, seriously, though, like, isn't that so super young? And, like, I look back and go, wow, that was like, we were babies. And, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I was a very good girl, and I didn't do anything terribly awful until college, but it was just. I don't know.
Well,
do you ever look back and go, like, wow, I was such a child dating at 16, 17 even? Like,
I did, you know. And the one thing that I learned, especially since I've spent a lot of time in, like, youth groups and stuff, youth pastor, their daughters are all
dating,
wild.
Yeah, definitely couple. Going out by themselves. No groups. That's not dating, in my opinion. That's when you're getting to know people. Sorry, we had a question.
Oh, that was Carrie Ann. Well, okay, so my thing is, as a parent, and this is what's really, really... I was a preacher's kid. Oops.
I feel bad for you. Sorry.
Oops!
All right, so
well,
yeah.
It's so hard for parents, though, because the stricter you are, it's kind of like in Star Wars, when Princess Leia said to Darth Vader, the more you clench your fists, the more will ooze out of your fingers. The more parents, like, be strict with their kids.
You gotta find the happy medium, though, because I cannot stand this whole, I don't know if it's my generation or the one right before us, but my God, kids are rude these days because there is no parenting going on.
Right.
So, like, you know, especially as far as dating, because at this point, I would think your kid would have a cell phone. I know I got my first cell phone when I hit high school. And you can't, especially with texting, Snapchat, Kick, like all these crazy chatting apps, like you can't really keep track of that stuff. So, it's really important to, you know, actually sit down and talk with that kid. Take their phone away. Talk with them face to face about, you know, exactly what goes through your mind as a parent so that they understand. Because a lot of times it sounds like parents are afraid to be completely honest with their kids because they're afraid that they'll scare them or something.
They want to be their friend.
And that just sounds dumb to me. Like, you are the parent. You're supposed to scare your kid into not doing things. Or, well, not really. Maybe that's a bad way of putting it. Not really scare them, but.
Well, and I think also parents have a hard time today because not only are they dealing with trying to discipline their kid, but they're also having a hard time dealing with what the kid watches on Facebook or the bullying.
You know, just teach your kid to stand up for themselves as well as others. I mean, this bullying thing could be avoided. I was one of the kids that got bullied and defended my friends who had stuff said about them, you know, in front of me. You know, like, if I wasn't there, like, I'm sorry I wasn't there. But, like, if I actually witnessed something growing up, I was one of the kids that stood up and said something. And it's so rare to see that these days because people are so into, like, oh, I want to have the next viral video.
Yeah.
So, like, people are recording stuff that goes down instead of actually stepping in. And
I
it's
agree
like,
with you,
you know,
on that one.
I mean, that can happen on all levels. That could be a parent stepping in, it could be a best friend, whatever. We all gotta, as we say here on the H Train Show quite a bit, we all gotta help each other out.
We do. We honestly do.
So, and maybe, you know, again, maybe we're not the best people to figure out what the best dating age is. Talk with other parents that have kids that are, you know, dating or of the age of dating and see, you know, what's worked for them and what hasn't. Or, you know, maybe they've tried things and their kid's out of control. Don't try those things.
Well, and you know, and I also think that, like, the dating age, that might fluctuate, too, with attitudes. Like, if,
I think it depends on what your personal experience was, well, too.
But what happens if you have a daughter that really likes to reveal herself?
Well, that should have been addressed long before high school. Let me just say, I had parents that were very, very strict about what I would wear. And, like, even, like, makeup and stuff. Or nail polish, for crying out loud. I wasn't allowed to wear nail polish to school for until high school, I think, is when everything was okay to do.
Okay.
But even, like, nail polish, like, I would paint my nails over the weekend, like, when I wasn't in school. And then Monday morning, my dad would make me wash it off.
See, I think it was dumb.
That was my dad. And look at me. I turned out so good. I did. I don't wear slutty clothes. I don't. They taught me self-respect, and I thank them almost every day. So, there you go.
There you go. Well, everybody, we are going to end this, and before we end it.
Yeah.
You tell us, listeners, if you've been engaged and you get a ring.
Oh, yeah. Let's tie this in.
Yeah, I want to tie this in. I want to talk about this. If you get engaged,
or even if you're in a long relationship and acquire jewelry over time, diamond jewelry particularly, what do you do with it if it doesn't work out?
See, my thinking
don't know what to do with it.
My thinking is if it's jewelry, if it was given to you for, like, a Christmas gift or your birthday or something, you keep that.
Carrie Ann says, keep it!
Yeah, because it was your gift, okay?
But every time I put it on, it reminds me of that person, which is fine. Like, we're still friends and everything,
well,
but
then you have the.
But I don't. I feel weird wearing it now.
You have
because
it
represented
of
something.
Going to a pawn shop now. With
yeah,
the
but they're
going to
give me like
$20 ring.
Bucks. I feel like pawn shops lowball.
$20 more than you had. Well, the engagement ring that I'm talking about. If he dropped you,
Which was not the case. Then I'm a strong, independent woman.
Then I say, keep him pawn that sucker. Mm. But if you broke off with them,
yeah,
then I think you should give it back.
Oh, I'm not giving it back.
What do you guys think?
Well, the sad thing is that he told me, he said, if you don't want to keep any of that, I'm going to take it from you. And I was like, no, you're not. Because what would he do with it? He would do the same thing I would.
Right.
Sell it.
Yeah.
Unless he would give it to his new girlfriend, in which case, so uncool. And I would tell her. I would.
And Carrie Ann's saying take it to a jeweler and have it molded for something else.
I love that idea, actually. Yeah. Like, make it into something I want. Oh, see? But see, one of the things is, this is kind of a weird one. One of the necklaces that I got is the pendant is shaped like an elephant.
Okay.
And I kind of have this really sick obsession with elephants. So, like, I wouldn't want to pick that one apart. I don't know. I don't know what to do with my stuff. All right. We have to take a break.
Yes, we have to go on a music break.
Good discussion, everybody. We'll talk more about jewelry and stuff another time. But
check this out. This. You'll get over it. Melt it all down.
Carrie Ann, you are awesome. I will melt it down.
All right.
Just have a big ball of silver in my room.
We're going back to mbradio.us for Tribute to the Troops now.
Tribute.
So thanks for watching and listening. Okay, so we are back on the internet, and now it is time for Tribute to the Troops.
Tribute to Troops. Sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey everyone, this is Brandy. Today we are honoring Charles Barbara of Long Branch, New Jersey. He was a 91-year-old World War II Army veteran. He served in the Army from 1944 to 1945. Barbara passed away peacefully on Sunday, June 6, 2018. Military Brotherhood Radio and the H-Train Show with the Goose send our thoughts and prayers to Barbara's family and friends during this difficult time.
So we're going to go on a music break now, and when we come back, it's that final time. It's a two-minute warning. Our producer's so awesome. Thanks for doing that tribute. You're listening to
Atta
the
girl.
Show with the Goose right here on NBR, N-I-R-N.
Let's do it.
On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling
running down the street. I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, she got into the ride. Went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low. She said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel. She said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean. And let's do the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I get in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew leave a shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame. I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine. Still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Discotheque. This fire chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now and maybe later, you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk you ready? Just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby.
I'm two-time Super Bowl champion Brandon Stokely, and you are listening to the H-Train.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose.
Hi.
Right here on MBR and IRN. If you
we got to work a little today, okay?
Yeah, if you haven't figured that out yet, guess what time it is, Goose?
What?
It's a two-minute warning.
Whoop, whoop.
I
thought you were going to play the thing.
You are one pathetic loser.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
All right. So, Goose, what did you learn today?
Can I say two things that I learned today?
Yeah.
Well, one, I'm never wearing shorts to the studio again. My thighs are sticking to this chair like you wouldn't believe. And second, you are a cheap date. During that break, you guys, we were talking about like going out after the show or whatever, because I was going to go out
And then H-Train was like, well, I'm going to take the wife out, too. Wendy's sounds really good. Like, come on. Take her to Applebee's, at least.
She doesn't like Applebee's.
Well, something where you sit down. Well, I guess you can sit down at Wendy's.
Why does it matter if you take a woman to a sit-down restaurant compared to fast food? Is it, like, the money thing? Is that
no.
the reason why?
Well, at a sit-down place... Well, I mean, again, you can sit down at Wendy's and eat, too. But I think at the sit-down place, the idea is that you have those breaks where you can talk and stuff, you know? Whereas at Wendy's, you get your food right away and you're stuffing your faces before any conversation happens. And then you leave, you know? So I think that's more what it is. But you guys are married. You're fine. Wendy's is good.
Yeah.
What did you learn today?
I learned that I almost got my face slapped because she thought I was going to say a double standard.
Yeah, I thought you were just going to say...
I saw that look in your eyes!
Well, I thought you were just going to say, like, ladies can date starting at, you know, 18, but men can start at, you know, 15, 16, which wouldn't make any sense, because if all the women are waiting 3 more years, then they won't have anyone to date. But you didn't say that, so it's all right.
You should have saw your face. I'm like, oh crap! What am I going to say? You know?
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, yeah. Hey, next.
Treat women and men equally.
Exactly.
Feminism. We went there on the H Train show on a Monday night. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Guess what?
What I was going to say before we end it, because we're ending it. Next Monday, Common Ground, we're going to talk to Jennifer Troyer about, what was it called again?
She's a realtor Homes for Heroes.
Homes for Heroes.
Well, her realty company works with Homes for Heroes.
So that's going to be a good time.
It's gonna be badass.
If you haven't been to a remote, try to make it to a
This
remote.
One will be awesome, you guys.
It'll be awesome.
Common Ground Golf Course.
And me and Goose will post what two activities that will let you guys vote on.
Goose's game poll.
Yes.
Will be up on Facebook this week. Check it out. And if you don't like the page yet, like it.
Right. So that's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. Remember, you can listen to us again and again on the podcast. It's available right after we got off the air today. And don't forget to listen in to our reruns on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NBR and Sunday on IRNBroadcast.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And remember, we are here for you, not for us.
Giving our veterans a voice.